It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Such an embarrassment to my family. Do you have a story that your family always retells over and over and over again that's super embarrassing, or are you just never going to live it down? Like, Mom, Dad, how many times are we going to repeat this one? 314-531-9898. Or is there a story that your family just retells every single year like it's clockwork? Like, oh, 4th of July, you guys remember that fireworks story? For me, it is the infamous, I dropped my keys in the water at the boathouse.
Oh, you guys may remember we this? Never forget.
Yep. Oh, you guys never forget it. Thanks. My family never lets me live it down, even this past weekend. So if you remember, on Easter Sunday, I was holding my daughter, who was like 7 months at the time, and I went to go grab my phone in my pocket. And as I went to go get my phone in my pocket, my keys came out too, and they fell into the water at the boathouse. And it's Easter Sunday. And so what did I do is I jumped in the water to get it. I took all my clothes off and jumped in the water to get it. This past weekend, my family's at Forest Park, because that's all I wanted to do for my birthday weekend was just spend some time with my family. So we went to Forest Park, and the Magic House is there on like the first Saturday of every single month. And so there's all these like cool activation things to do. So we've been going there a lot and kind of went for like a fall walk. We were having a blast at Forest Park. And so my wife goes, why don't we have lunch for Dad's birthday at the boathouse? And even my son, who's 3 and a half, goes, don't drop your keys in the water, Dad. Yeah. I'm like, bro, I'm not going to drop my keys in the water. He's like, remember when you dropped your keys in the water, Dad? Like, yes, I remember when I dropped my keys in the water. So all we did was joke about how I better not drop my keys in the water. We get to the boathouse. Guys, they put up a gate. Like a gate.
Like across, where you jumped in the water?
Where I jumped in the water. There's a whole freaking gate at the boathouse.
Is there a plaque?
I know. I'm surprised there's not like a picture of you being like, do not let him enter.
Don't swim. Yeah.
Do not come near this gate.
You're probably on a list somewhere.
They brought it up. I said, so when did you guys get this gate? Because that's how they feed the ducks. The kids get to feed the ducks.
Yeah.
So now my son has to throw the duck food through this gate to feed the ducks.
Red mega.
And I go, when did you guys put the gate up? And the lady, the waiter goes, I guess some guy. People have been jumping in the water.
No.
Yeah, swear.
Oh, my God.
She goes, my wife is so embarrassed. She goes, I guess like somebody jumped. People have been jumping in the water. I guess there was a guy who like literally was like took his clothes off and jumped in the water. So we had to put a gate up.
Guys, your wife is such a role follower too. So
my wife is
mortified.
She's looking like, I can't believe this gate is up because of your dad.
Oh wow!
And then my son literally is like, "Good thing we got this gate up for you, Dad." I'm like, "Bro, like,
stop telling people they don't know it's me."
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm the reason there's a gate up at the boathouse now, guys.
Brett.
I have made my mark on the city of St. Louis.
Yeah. Well done.
You can leave now.
Yeah, I will never go to Forest Park and feel the same again.
Guys,
thinking about a new
got a
Brett
gate.
Mega.
Wow. I didn't know I should have done a ribbon cutting. Like, as we put this gate up, I should have put a ribbon cutting.
You could have at least called the radio station. You could have, you know, made the announcement. You know?
Yeah, so now when you guys go to the boathouse, think of me in that gate.
Think of Brett's naked body in his face. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, I literally, on Easter Sunday, people were rolling up in their Sunday best, and I was in my boxers diving into the water trying to find my keys, which I never found.
I will repost the video on the Brett Mega Show Instagram.
Don't do that to me.
Brett.
Tag the boathouse.
Wow.
Don't do that to me. You're going to repost the video of me?
I am. And I'll post a picture of the gate because memories, you know.
314-531-9898 so I can feel less embarrassed. Do you have a story that people just constantly retell and you're like, Why do we have to tell this story over and over and over again? We want to hear yours while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. It's a nice looking gate, though. Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show, and we're sharing all of our embarrassing stories. Does your family have a story that is just so embarrassing that they retell every single year? Like the story that you're just never going to live down? 314-531-9898. For me, it's when I lost my freaking keys at the boathouse. Fell out of my pocket on Easter Sunday. Fell into the water at the boathouse. So what did I do? I took off my clothes, jumped in with my boxers, dove down, literally head first, dipping down, trying to find them as people were showing up to Easter brunch in their Sunday best. And the boathouse now put a gate up because of me.
For good reason.
Yep.
Hannah said, if you want to see me and my boxers just diving down in the water, that video is up on our Instagram, The Brett Mega Show. But I'm not alone. I feel like a lot of us have these type of stories. AB, you have a story like that?
My family will never let me live this down. When I was about 10, my sister was 8. I called her a word that you can't say on the radio. It started with a B, and I like mortified myself. It was the first time I ever cussed, and I sent myself to my room.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they always just repeat that story?
Yes.
Like, hey, remember when
I never even got in trouble because I did it myself.
You were like, oh, I know.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. Sent myself to my room.
Sweet, innocent little AB. Wasn't so innocent before.
It's always when you're a kid.
Yeah, what did you happen with
you,
Kevin?
When I was little, my older brother had asthma and my younger brother was allergic to certain foods. So I didn't fit in. So we went to the doctor one time and, they were asking the kids, hey, what are you allergic to? What's the deal with? And I wanted to be a part of this. So I said, I'm allergic to elephants. So I have been always allergic to elephants. And
oh
it always
God.
Comes up when we go to the zoo or anytime
watch
I'm with
Kevin the elephants.
Oh, you got elephants. Oh,
that's
Kevin can't
funny.
Come. There's elephants around. So, yeah. So.
That's like Hannah, you can't take her to a resort. Remember when the resort got shut down in Mexico and they went looking for Hannah?
Yeah, that's something. I mean, still my family calls me names from that. And they like hold my wrist when I'm in an airport or anywhere because it was not. It was like my senior spring break trip. I fell asleep outside the morning we were supposed to leave to return back home, and nobody could find me, freaking out, didn't have my phone or anything, enough so to where they were searching so hard that they had to shut the entire resort down and get the police to come to find me.
Girl can nap.
I can nap.
Jennifer, is there a story for your family that you just can never live down?
Oh my God. So it happened 20 years ago. And every time it comes up, so back when I was in college, I was on winter break and my parents went on vacation to Lake Tahoe to go skiing. My car had a flat tire. So I took my mom's brand new car out that she hadn't even driven yet, thinking, what's the worst that could happen?
Oh no.
A lot.
I totaled the car. I immediately called my brother, who is like 6 years older than me. He calls my mom's sister, and I'm like, we're on a three-way call. And I'm like, well, I mean, I guess we need to call mom now and let her know that, I just totaled her brand-new Cadillac. And they were like, well, it's still going to be wrecked when she gets back. So let's not ruin the vacation, too.
Really?
So none of us would call her back for 3 days. They finally figured out what happened. And my brother's like, I think you should probably go back to school early. I'm like, yeah, I think you're probably right. And so now every time, it's been 20 years, every time I go to her house and I have to, like, drive her car for something, she just gives me this dirty look. And like, bring it back.
Yes,
in time.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, if you want to take the car, make sure it comes back. Mm. Okay,
the
Jennifer?
The fact that she didn't even drive it herself yet, that makes it a thousand times worse.
Right.
It was like a gift from my dad, like, for the holidays, and they like, picked it up from the dealership.
Oh, my God.
In the garage and left to go snow skiing for, like, a week. And I was like, well, I'm just going to borrow it for a day. I just have to get to work because my car had a flat.
Jennifer, you should have come up with, like, some crazy stories. I mean, I know this is 20 years later, and you could have hit me up for advice. But, like, oh, the steering was off. You never drove it, Mom. I saved you from wrecking it because of, you know, the weird, you know, gizmo thing that was on there.
If you ever need an excuse to get out of something, call the Brett Mega Show.
Thanks, Jennifer, for the call. Jenny, what story does your family tell every single year?
So every year for Christmas, we talk about the Christmas tea, this infamous Christmas tea that my Nana tried to get all of us to drink. And specifically, my Uncle Steve, it was his first year with us, and he is this 6'5", nearly 300-pound, like, black guy holding this tiny teacup with his pinky out. And everyone is like, we have all trashed the tea. Like, none of us are drinking it while my Nana's telling this story, but he is so intently trying to be there for her and sipping this tea. And,
he's the new guy.
Gets brought up.
The big old guy is the new guy, part of the family, pinky up, drinking the tea for Nana. Like, I got you, Nana.
He's all in.
Yes, he was completely into it, and then afterwards we're like, how did you even drink that? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Now he's like part of the family, so he's like, the tea sucks.
Brownie points, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. We have never drank that since, let me tell you that.
Pinkies up. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.